The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, January 29th, as in a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we have Junkanoo Royalty in studio. I'm kind of excited just because Junior Junkanoo is tonight. I mean, all roads leads to Junior Junkanoo. My page, my social media page is flooded with Junior Junkanoo information. Pictures galore. I mean, I'm watching, you know, we're in Guardian, right? So I'm watching T.G. Glover. I see C.C. Sweeting, a number of schools. You know, you got to pull for this particular district and this particular constituency. But I am excited. I'm excited that Kish Lane Smith is in studio from the NJC, the National Junkanoo Committee, who is the operators of making sure that Junior Junkanoo comes off. And I'm going to ask some questions about the history of Junior Junkanoo. I'm going to ask some questions on what's the future for Junior Junkanoo, what to anticipate for this particular parade. Everybody in Fox Hill already started buying tickets. I need to get some information on where to get tickets, since it's last minute, the prices for tickets and stuff like that. So you know when you're so excited, so you start stuttering over your words? I'm actually excited now. Ms. Smith, welcome to Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. And I'm very pleased to have met you this morning. I've heard much about you. I didn't know who you were. And they said, you don't know CA? And I said, unfortunately, I don't. But I'm happy that you called and you invited us to your show this morning. So I'm looking forward to a wonderful show with you this morning here on your network, Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're the first person I ever come across who doesn't know who CA Nuri is.
Right? I know now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yes. So let's talk about briefly the NJC, the National Junkanoo Committee.
Yes.
And the efforts that you're doing now. So just an overall outline of what is the NJC?
Right.
What is their mandate and what's happening now?
Well, the National Junkanoo Committee is a conglomerate of individuals apart from the government of the Bahamas who were appointed by the Cabinet of the Bahamas to assist with the management and the procurement of Junkanoo throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The National Junkanoo Committee is not new. The NJC has been around since inception, and that is some going on 30-odd years now, where there have been a succession of different chairs of the Junkanoo Committee. I am the first female appointee chairperson of the co-chairperson of the National Junkanoo Committee. Dr. Dwight Marshall and I were appointed in 2017, and then we were reappointed again after the change of government in 2021. So our responsibilities, as I mentioned, are manyfold because we have multi-tier responsibilities. We are an advisory board to the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, the Department of Culture. We're also responsible for all of Junior Junkanoo throughout the archipelago. We're responsible for the National Junkanoo Legends Circle. And that's important because it's important to pay homage to persons who've paved the way for people like me to be in this particular position. We're also responsible now for all of the senior parades that are on, that are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So, and we are a non-paid board. Non-paid. We receive no salary or stipend, but we work for the betterment of our culture, and we do so with gratis at the acquiescence of the government and the minister. Mm. But it is a wonderful task to have endured because we are here to serve Junkanoo. And in doing that, I'm very happy to tell you some good things that the National Junkanoo Committee has done. Number one, when we were first appointed, we began the overall advertisement of Junkanoo throughout the archipelago. That means that every impending person on the island of New Providence where billboards were erected for the first time, and that was under the National Junkanoo Committee. The National Junkanoo Committee also partnered with our corporate sponsors, our sole sponsor at that particular time, and still is today, is Soul Petroleum Bahamas Limited. Mm-hmm. And we are forever grateful to Soul Petroleum for its efforts, its support, its guidance. And recently, we have garnished the support of another title sponsor, and that is Scotiabank.
Nice.
So you'll hear from representatives of Soul Petroleum and Scotiabank later in our broadcast today, if I may be so.
Yeah, man, you're bold, okay. By the way. You're bold.
Yes, I've invited them so that you can hear from them directly. But further to that, we've also, the National Junction Committee, also introduced an essay, poetry, and logo competition,
nice.
which was widely, widely attended to in terms of participation from various schools throughout our archipelago, and we're so proud of that. And then we said, well, okay, we've done these things, but what could we do to set a legacy? What is very much needed in Junkanoo? So we then searched and searched and we listened in our travels throughout the archipelago. It was said that, oh, we need this or we need that. Every island, habited island in the Bahamas has Junkanoo. So to us, the foremost important thing was to ensure that Junkanoo is understood throughout our archipelago. Nothing should be New Providence-centric or Grand Bahama-centric. We have Junkanoo in every single habited island in this country. And I'm talking about competitive parades. Mm-hmm. But the world didn't know that. And those that are residing on New Providence and Grand Bahama certainly didn't, because they were only thinking that the parades are only Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, the parades were only held on Boxing Day and New Year's Day on New Providence and Grand Bahama. But we changed all of that.
Tell me.
How did we do it? What we did was we then looked at the members that were on the National Junkanoo Committee, and they all resided on New Providence. So we changed that, where we invited members who reside on various to become members of the National Junkanoo Committee by garnishing their bios, submitting their names to the minister, seeking the approvals, and then onward, the minister at the time had to submit it to the cabinet for the ultimate approval before a person may be appointed. Mm-hmm. And so we're proud to say that currently on the National Junkanoo Committee, we have representatives from every habited island that has a parade in our archipelago. That is wonderful, because only them know what is going on their islands. So further to that, we said, well, okay, now that we've accomplished this, now we need to hear the concerns on the family islands. And so in our traversing throughout the archipelago, we then discovered, okay, so every island has its same unique character in that they all need funding. So the government of the Bahamas provides seed funding to each family island that is registered to participate in the government's parade.
Okay.
And notice I mentioned the word registered.
And you mentioned the word government.
Government's parade.
Go ahead.
And it is a government's parade because the government underwrites the cost of everything. And let me just say from the onset, I don't work for the government. Mm. I've never received a salary or stipend from the government, nor does my chair, Warren Andrew Pinder, or my deputy co-chair, Dr. Dwight Marshall. And so we wanted to ensure that when the government, because the government's money, the people's money, that's our money.
Mm-hmm.
That's our taxpaying dollars.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. So we wanted to make sure
but
that.
I can't work for free. I'm just saying. But go ahead.
No, but agreed. The last call.
Go ahead.
But we wanted to make sure that the government's the process of the National Junkanoo Committee was understood.
Mm-hmm.
And so those that received seed funding from the government participated in the government's parade. So that's number four, what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, okay, fine. Those were the basic foundations. And we wanted to make certain that each island was represented in a way where all of the Junkanoo groups on those respective islands understood the importance of formulating themselves into a grouping. Why did we do that? Because you do remember, coming up to 2019, it was echoed from 2017 that value-added tax, right? And you also do remember that the government of the Bahamas wanted all its vendors to be registered with a TIN number, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A tax identification number, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so we then encouraged all family island Junkanoo groups to formulate themselves into a body, one, to register their Junkanoo group's names so that there would not be a duplication or any issues, albeit whatever happened 2025.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with what we're talking about, because I'm talking about the history. And we encouraged them to register, and they did that. So all Junkanoo groups throughout the Bahamas were encouraged to register, to have a particular certificate of incorporation and to make certain that they also obtained a TIN number. In doing that, mm-hmm. we also explained to Junkunoo groups throughout the country that no longer will the government issue, everything will be wired into your account. So therefore, if you had a certificate of incorporation with a TIN number, then it was incumbent upon you to ensure that you had your memorandums and articles of association, which we helped the Family Islanders with, and then they would be inclined to go into a bank to open a bank account in that name.
And this is for the junior Junkunoo and the major Junkunoo? Oh,
of course. This is for, you want the money?
Yeah, there you go. And I'm going to do, I have to do a post-mortem yes. analysis after the last parade, because I know the Family Island has junior Junkunoo too.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
So after we completed all of that, we said, you know what? The NJC needed to do more for everyone. And we wanted to ensure that it's not, again, New Providence-centric. So we thought about how could we make something work. Junkunoo in the Bahamas has been inscribed by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage. Mm-hmm. And that did not come easy. I felt like I was doing my thesis paper all over again. Because there were a small grouping of us that came together, able-bodied minds who are similar, want our culture to be safeguarded. But we wanted the world to understand what our Junkunoo in the Bahamas was. And in December 2023, it became official where, through UNESCO and the Secretary General, who's been extremely helpful with us, her name is Deidre Bevins, Junkunoo in the Bahamas was inscribed by UNESCO. Fortunately for us, UNESCO was so pleased and excited about our documentation that they, of UNESCO's Global, visited the Bahamas on December 24th, 2025 through January 2nd this year, and he attended both the Boxing and New Year's Day parades. And yes, we did have a delay during the Boxing Day parade, but he was not concerned about that. He echoed the sentiments of how pleased he was to see the kaleidoscope of colors and the actual litany of the variances of artistry that he saw. He said he was so pleased to see that we make our own music. Our music doesn't come from a box or a grant. It's live. So there are so many things that we've done. Now, coupled with us adorning the name national of the Junkunoo, right? We wanted to make sure that there are parades throughout the country. So you asked me about junior Junkunoo and senior Junkunoo. The first parade in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas I was held for this season was that on New Providence of the 2025 Boxing Day Parade. That same evening, the next day, was the 2025 Harbor Island Parade, where we are responsible for that, and we took part of that. And then on the 27th of December was the All Eleuthera Senior Junkunoo Parade.
Wow.
And then on the 1st of January was the New Providence New Year's Day Parade. On the 3rd of January was the All Exuma Senior Junkunoo Parade. And guess what else?
What else?
Now on the 9th and through the 12th of January were the All Grand Bahama Senior Junkunoo Parade and Festival, where they had a similar event of which we had here on the island of New Providence. So they had a festival
as well.
And they had concerts. They had gospel
concerts. I need to talk about that. Nobody tell me about no festival in Grand Bahama.
You didn't hear about it?
Oh, my God.
Now you know me. Yeah. So be straight.
Yes.
So
you can talk about that too.
Yeah, you can hear about all of that.
Yeah.
And then now we have Junior Junkunoo tonight on New Providence. And then it continues.
So let's talk about Junior Junkunoo then.
Junior Junkunoo. But guess what? Before we go to Junior Junkunoo, to answer your question in its totality, on February 7th is the All Andros Central and North Andros Junior and Senior Junkunoo Parade on Andros.
Andros have Junkunoo?
Listen, on February 14th, Love Day, is the parade on Cat Island. 21st is the Senior Junkunoo Parade on Abaco. On February 28th is the Junior Junkunoo Parade on Grand Bahama. On March 7th is the Junior Junkunoo Parade on Abaco. And March 14th is the Junior Junkunoo Parade on Eleuthera. And then we break for Easter. And then there are parades that follow after Easter at the end of April. And our final parade for the year will be on the island of Bimini on May 23rd. So the National Junkanoo Committee created a calendar of event dates.
Oh my gosh.
Because all of the parades throughout the country were held on the same day as New Providence. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that the Family Islands could have competed with New Providence. Mm-hmm. So we encouraged the Family Islands to create this calendar of event. Why? It promotes domestic tourism. You garnish more support from your neighboring partners, and then those corporate sponsors that are on the island will be inclined to help because they're receiving the same benefits because those islanders support them. So show us how you welcome and you appreciate their support by supporting the islanders and their junkanoo. So the agreement that we made with all of the Family Islands.
Congratulations. I'm impressed. I mean, just by the list of things, yes. I didn't realize or appreciate that junkanoo's year-round.
Yes, sir.
And that there's constant junkanoo activity throughout the year.
Yes, sir.
And it's not just on New Providence.
Yes,
it's on all of the islands.
And in the summer, we have junkanoo workshops on the Family Islands and here on New Providence as well. But see, these are the things that should be heard. And the country should know because there is a wonderful opportunity throughout our archipelago to explore what junkanoo brings. On the island of Eleuthera, for instance, just after COVID, when we had junkanoo there, guess what? Mm. You would have seen more pineapple suckers, mm-hmm. you know, the top of the pineapples, and they used their ingenious artistry, and they were able to put the pineapple suckers on umbrellas because their theme was a pineapple. So the skirts of the ladies were cut out like think about the pineapple duck.
I need to have a documentary now to see these things.
On the island, on some of the islands, they use cotton.
Wow.
They used grape leaves. They used whatever is indigenous to their island because we encouraged each island to create their own rules that they want to be judged by because it's unfair to take the rules of New Providence to Cat Island, to Andros, or take the rules of Eleuthera to Bimini. Allow each island because each island knows their own dynamics.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, when I want to go delve more deeply into this conversation, but you know I have to talk about Junior Junkanoo.
Yes. Now, Junior Junkanoo.
Junior Junkanoo is today.
Yes, Junior Junkanoo.
What
is
time
this evening,
today?
6 p.m. The streets, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and we're so appreciative to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They have been our partners throughout on every island.
Mm-hmm.
Every single island we go on, because what we do is we provide the commissioner on the onset when the calendar is created. We will send her an official document to state exactly what, and she will ensure, she has ensured, and we've had a wonderful partnership that each senior officer on the island meets us at the airport, ensures that we get where we're going, and we have had wonderful parades. And so Junior Junkanoo is tonight.
Tonight.
And so the Royal Bahamas Police Force will close the streets at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. So if you traverse in Bay Street, you know that 4 p.m. the roads are closed.
Oh, yeah, the roads closed. But guess what? Each school will have a police escort. That's a big thing, you know. This ain't a little small thing. We have a list of all the schools participating.
I'm just going to ask you if you brought your list of schools.
Let's start churning out some names of the school.
So as you get the list of the schools, right, junkanoo starts at 6 p.m. 6 p.m., the first junkanoo group will start. How much is the junkanoo tickets now?
$5.
No, you still look for my list of schools.
I have the list. I came prepared.
You're quick.
I have everything.
Okay, let's go back.
Ask me a question, I'm ready.
Okay, how much is it for the junkanoo tickets?
So the junkanoo tickets are $5, and the $5 begin at the entryway. And we are proud to say that we have bleachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of bleachers, but this is a big thing. And so the $5 tickets begin from where Starbucks is to Royal Bank, and the $10 from Scotiabank through to East Street.
So there's $5 and $10 tickets.
Correct.
And where do I buy tickets?
In the foyer area, the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, tickets began on Monday the 26th, which is Monday of this week.
Yeah.
And they'll be there until 2 p.m. today.
2 p.m.
And should there be any tickets left, if there are any residual, then they'll be sold through Bank Lane on Bank Lane here on New Providence before the parade begins.
So tickets at this current time until 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Correct.
Is at the Ministry of
Youth, Sports and Culture, University Drive on this very same street and is opposite Ruben's gas station.
And if any tickets are left, tickets could be purchased where?
Through Bank Lane.
Bank Lane.
Yes. So
there'll be a kiosk there of some sort.
Yes. And it will be it's very lit right now. Basically, you drive down there right and your eyes will definitely be adorned with the lights. And so Bank Lane, right there, you'll be able to purchase tickets if there are any left. But I know that most parade, we're doing well. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well.
Let's go to these schools now. I want to celebrate some schools. Give me the schools who are participating.
So let me tell you the schools that are participating. In our primary school division, leading the parade this evening, Tiny Tot, followed by Buttonwood, then the Coconut Grove Preschool, the One-on-One Preschool, and then Refresher for Kids. That's in our preschool division. In our primary school division, we have One-on-One Primary, Uriah McPhee, Cleveland Aeneas, Garvin Tynes, T.G. Glover, Carlton Francis, Eva Hilton, Woodcock, Judith B. Thompson, the reigning champions, Yellow Elder, and Ridgeland Primary. In our junior high schools, we have H.O. Nash, D.W. Davis, T.A. Thompson, and C.H. Reeves. In our all-age schools, we have Windsor School, the Anglican Central Education Authority, and those are the schools of St. John's College and St. Anne's.
Well, of course, I got to celebrate them. Go ahead.
Jordan Prince William, Discovery Learning, and the Atlantic College. And then in the senior division, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The senior division, C.V. Bethel, Anatole Rogers, Government High School, R.M. Bailey, and C.I. Gibson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as you can see, this is a full list
of
schools.
This could be a big parade, man.
It's a big parade, and it will be a one-lap parade.
So who finances or sponsors these various schools?
Well, again, the government of the Bahamas issues a seed funding to each of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the schools. Each school.
Each school get money
each
from
school.
The government.
Correct.
So government is invested in this.
The government is very much invested in the youth of our nation because Junior Junkanoo is a feeder system for our senior groups. Many of the persons that are in the senior parades now have participated in Junkanoo through the Junior Junkanoo program.
Mm-hmm.
You would have heard several years ago that the Minister of Education announced that Junkanoo is now a part of the curriculum.
Ah.
And a lot of our private schools that we know, the Life at Key School is not in the competition this year because
really?
They do one off. Mm-hmm. So they participated last year and they won their division,
mm-hmm.
but they do one off because they have another on-school event that takes place simultaneously that they participate in. But this year we have Windsor.
Nice. Windsor is participating this year.
Oh, you didn't hear me say it.
Oh, okay.
Windsor is leading the all-age division this year. They'll be the first school out the gate for the all-age division. The all-age division begins before the senior division.
Are we looking out for them?
Yes.
But you also have title sponsors. And I see they are outside.
Yes, they will
two
be.
Title sponsors you have
be.
Here. And I'll let you introduce them because we're going to take a break
sure,
right now. But
of
I want you to sum up.
But let me just say, further to the initiatives that I mentioned earlier, the National Junkanoo Committee has been the stakeholder in the drafting of the impending National Junkanoo Authority Bill.
Mm.
And so we also played a very pivotal role in that. And I have to give homage and pay the most respect to Dame Anita Allen. It was such a pleasure to have been in her presence to watch that lady, how she documented and drafted an authority bill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Many people will never get to experience to be in the presence of a dame. Mm-hmm. But listen to me, I'm so as a female,
mm-hmm.
I am so proud to have been privileged to have been chosen to be a part of the drafting of that bill. And so it speaks volumes to the ability of us Bahamians. But before we go, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Before the senior parade begins, the National Junkanoo Committee also introduced several on-spot parades, on-spot events and categories. Those would be the best fanfare, the best rock the square.
For this junior Junkanoo?
This is from the senior parade.
Oh.
So we always announce them during the junior Junkanoo parade.
Ah, I understand.
We wait until the junior Junkanoo parade to announce it. We never announce it before now.
Mm-hmm.
So we will announce the winners of the Boxing Day and New Year's Day best fanfare, best rock the square,
uh-huh.
best King Bella, best creative costumes. We will announce all those scores. And winners, senior group. So the senior schools perform this evening.
Nice. I see we already get some calls, but we're going to take a quick break first so we can bring in our title sponsors.
Sure.
So we can include them inside the conversation.
Of course. They're important.
Because I want to know why Soil Petroleum has been sponsoring Junior Jogging from its inception.
Of course.
So I'm excited about that. And we also have Scotiabank
yes.
who has joined in as a title sponsor this year. It's Guardian Radio AM. We have Mrs. Yeah, you're saying Mrs. Strong, Instructing Strongly.
Yes.
Mrs. Kishlene Smith, who's in, who's representative for National Junction Committee. And we're just going over what is the mandate of the committee, what to anticipate and expect for the rest of the year. And now we're talking about Junior Junction. I see you, caller. And when we come on the other end of the break, we'll have you join in the conversation. Guided Radio AM, we'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Behind. And pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
On missing persons?
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Print Master
to the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and in studio we have Ms. Kishlene Smith, who is a co-chair
of the National Junction Committee.
Yes, and of course she invited guests. We have in studio Mr.
Our title sponsors.
Go ahead. I want you to introduce him, because I know Mr. Valentino Hanna, and now I'm being introduced to Ms. Naima Barker. I pronounced your name correctly?
That's correct.
Yes.
Naima
Barker. Yes.
Naima Barker.
I didn't get it right before you leave. I'm just making sure, right? and I want Kishlene to introduce, right? Because they have been title sponsors for a while.
Yeah.
And so I want to give them kudos and recognize them for that. But go ahead.
So, Mr. Hanna and Ms. Barker, thank you again. So the audience is aware, when Mr. Nuri contacted me to invite me on the show for a whole hour, I said to him, I said, okay, fine. I said, but I'm going to bring our title sponsors with us because it is so important for the world to understand how title sponsors have contributed to Junction in the Bahamas, particularly our youth with Junior Junction. Soil Petroleum have been extremely, extremely supportive of Junior Junction from inception. So this is from 1988 to now.
1988.
88. you know, you was just one, and I wasn't born yet.
Mm.
Yeah. But Soul Petroleum has been there for us. Mr. Hanna, Mr. Clinton, Erla, everybody, the whole team has been extremely supportive as the only title sponsor of Junior Junkanoo on the island of New Providence. And because Soul Petroleum is on other islands, they had another name back then, but there's now Soul Petroleum now, but we still pay homage to Soul Petroleum. So 3 years ago, we had an idea. Again, this is the National Junkanoo Committee. We're forward thinking, and we wanted to do something that has never been done before. We're all Junkanoos, by the way, active Junkanoos. And we know that the biggest thing apart from the parade is a practice. You can't tell us nothing but a practice, because the practice, everything going down. Sometimes we sound better, we perform better at practices than we do on the actual parade. And that's in any event, any sport, anywhere in the world. And so we said, you know what? Let's think about something that's never been done. And since we are an arm of the government, let's utilize that and see how best we can assist. So my chair, Warren Andrew Pinder, had a discussion with Roger Archer, who is the regional head of Scotiabank, right? And Roger liked the idea because, one, it was not going to be held during the parade. Two, it was never done before. And three, he was very skeptical. He said, you sure? He said, it's just a practice, nothing. This is Junkanoo. You think Junkanoos will not be on Bay Street to participate in a Junkanoo rush? I said, okay, here's what we can do. We're going to give every group a stipend. Let's say $5,000. I say, and I'll bet you this whole perimeter will be covered. And you wouldn't see, at the beginning of Junior Junkanoo, 3 years ago, I stood in Russell Square and I had my phone and I recorded Roger. I said, Roger, what were you saying again about the practice rush? How are you saying that it wasn't going to work? And he said, it is beyond any expectation that they ever could have imagined. Bay Street on a Thursday night, it was Thursday that year, was full to capacity, both sitting and standing audience. And so thanks to Scotiabank, they have now partnered. Of course, we know we had to make sure and speak with our title sponsor, because Soul Petroleum is our oil distributor and has been the sole sponsor of Junior Junkanoo. So we wanted Soul Petroleum to be aware that there was another interest, and that of Scotiabank, which had nothing to do with petroleum. And we didn't want to ruffle any feathers, but we wanted to make sure that everyone was in agreement of what was happening.
They mesh nicely.
Yes, the synergy is excellent.
Good.
And so now we have with us Mr. Valentino Hanna. I am so appreciative. I can't begin to tell you all how proud and how pleased I am with Soul Petroleum. And we also now have with us Ms. Barker, and female again. You remember, Mr. Nuri?
Director of Retail Banking and Small Business at Scotiabank. So I'm very impressed. But
Mr. Hanna,
why Junior Junkanoo? And I'm going to definitely direct the same question to Ms. Barker too. Like, why decide to partner and put your money to making sure that Junkanoo survives and thrives with our Bohemian youth?
Well, let me begin by saying good morning, Mr. Nuri, to your listening audience. I was listening to the show as I was driving up and listening to Kish Lane running down all of the things that the NJC does. And I thought about it. I said, you know, let me make sure that I recognize the work that Andrew Pinder, Kish Lane, and Dwight do in terms of the oversight and the management of Junkanoo. On board, Kish Lane already said that Soul Petroleum was a sponsor since 1988. My first year at Soul was 1989. So the first parade I attended, I think they were back on at the old Queen Elizabeth Sports Center back then, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it has been mostly driven back then by the Ministry of Youth team.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was Vola and Fast Eddie.
Mm-hmm. And they're still around.
Yes. And but you know, they managed the parades for many of the earlier years. They handed off, I think, to Higgins.
Yes, Mr. Henry Higgins. Henry Higgins.
Yeah. Right. And then Higgins has now handed off to Ellery DeVoe.
Yes.
And the NJC in the form of Andrew and Kishleen and Dwight have come in over the last few years. And I think working in collaboration still with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Jankunu has just taken on new dimensions, and including Junior Jankunu. Kishleen and those have introduced the poetry and essay competitions and things like that. She's always finds a way to add a new feature to what for us has become over 30 years.
Wow.
A 30-year journey. So getting back to your original question, we sponsored Junior Jankunu in that in the very, very nascent stages. And when I came on board, I actually had been living in Freeport. Born in Nassau, grew up in Freeport, and then moved back to Nassau. I did not really know. And for me, it was an education. It was a part of really becoming schooled in terms of what our culture was and our heritage. Mm-hmm. Jankunu for Sol Petroleum is, it's about youth, it's about education, it's about culture. Our social agenda that we fund and execute every year seeks to cover all of those aspects, right? We fund and we give money to different organizations and entities to meet what we believe is our responsibility through our social agenda. Junior Jankunu is an event that is almost all of the areas that we are trying to meet our requirements and our obligations and commitment as a responsible corporate citizen. So we have one vehicle that allows us to meet all of our requirements as a corporate citizen, and then allows us to give back in a meaningful and tangible way to the development of youth in the country. I mean, and what better vehicle than Jankunu? I have seen kids at schools from preschool to now out of school. That's how long we have been involved in Jankunu, and that's how close we've been to it. My staff have engaged and been involved with Jankunu at one level, whether it's helping to pace costumes. I have working at Saul, who actually published a book, which I will feature this evening on the broadcast. And you know, those are just examples of some of the things that we have been able to do and participate in this journey that we've been on, that is Junior Jankunu for Sol Petroleum.
And I want to congratulate you and to tell you thank you. And I see that Scotiabank has now joined you. You're doing 30 years of sponsoring Junior Jankunu, and now Scotiabank is now on their third year. And I want you to tell us, why did Scotiabank decide to sponsor Junior Jankunu? I know about trying to get hooked up to be on Scotiabank,
the balcony,
right? And how I see he's spending money now. So I'm excited about that, to hear that.
Yes. Well, first of all, good morning to you and your listening audience. I also want to say congratulations to Saul. That is very impressive. And I'm sure Junior Jankunu Committee as a whole, really appreciate you. So Scotiabank, I'm very excited to be here today, by the way, to talk about such a vibrant vibrant showcase of culture, talent, creativity, energy, Junior Jankunu. So Kishleen mentioned that Roger was very excited, who is our managing director and VP. And when he brought the suggestion to the rest of the team, we really jumped on board, because for many, many years, Scotiabank has been very committed to developing and pouring into the youth of our nation. We believe in investing in youth because they are the future of the Bahamas. So this year, this is our third year to join Sol by contributing $75,000 and investing $75,000 in our youth. is a theme that we incorporated during this time called Junior Jumpstart. And essentially what it is it's really empowering and allowing our young people in our nation to embody or embrace a strong start creatively, culturally, financially. So we will be visiting beyond the parade. We will be visiting 6 schools, engaging with students, engaging with teachers, guardians, just to talk about financial literacy. Many times we don't see these things taught in the school. After they come out of school, they run into a lot of financial problems, and they're trying to navigate. But we like to jump in early just to help our youth better prepare themselves, position themselves to really thrive financially as an adult. So the lessons that we teach and the conversations we have as we visit the schools, it's very interactive, it's very fun, but more importantly, it's really giving them the education, the knowledge, and empowering them to save from an early age, to learn about good money management from an early age, so that when they do become adults, that they are well equipped and they can live a very healthy financial life.
And I want to thank you for that too. And especially knowing that in Junkanoo, budgeting is important, especially when you get your sponsorship late and you got to manage the resources. And I'm assuming in the future you'll be visiting the Junkanoo groups too, especially junior Junkanoo groups. Hey, let me help you manage how you could use these resources and move forward. So I'm very happy that you're here. I'm very happy of your sponsorship of Junior Junkanoo, that you felt you and your team felt the need to sponsor Junior Junkanoo. But come tonight, will members of your team be on bay?
Absolutely. We'll be here. We were there the year before that. We were there. This is our third year, like you mentioned. And the talent, the creativity, the teamwork, the discipline, it was all so inspiring. I cannot imagine the work that went into what we see on Bay Street during Junior Junkanoo. Kudos to the parents, kudos to the guardians, the teachers, the organizers. It's just a spectacular showcase. I take lots of pictures. I have friends who live abroad to show off my culture. And it's even more inspiring to see the young kids take such pride in the Bahamian culture because these are future Junkanooers. We will see them on Bay Street on Boxing Day. We will see them on Bay Street New Year's. And the energy is just so vibrant. So we'll be right there dancing on the balcony.
Good. And Mr. Hannah, 30 years has gone by. Have members of your team said, I can pace. I'm going down to a school, I'm going to adopt this particular school, and I'm going to help pace that pants as participate inside this Junior Junkanoo. 30 years means that you vested.
Well, you know, I'm happy that you asked that question. Over the 30 years, our not only our personnel at the head office and our terminal that have engaged with different schools to assist, but we have dealers at our service stations as well who have found ways to contribute individually to the schools that they support in their area. I mean, if we had Arnold Hasty here right now, he would be talking about Yellow Elder. If George Cartwright was here now, he'd be talking about Government High School. I mean, these are relationships that they've established and they've bonded with those schools in terms of the school's Junior Junkanoo efforts over the year. So in terms of my personnel, Erla, who Kishlane, you know very well, Erla is my retail sales executive. She has direct responsibility for the service stations and consequently Junior Junkanoo is a program that she has direct oversight of. I remember when we were hiring Erla about 7 or 8 years ago, during the interview, she said, are y'all the ones who sponsored Junior Junkanoo? And because she's talking to Saul, but she's thinking Esso, right? Because that's who we see at the Junkanoo parade. So I said, yeah, we are. She said, you know, my daughter's school goes to Junior, is a part of Junior Junkanoo. So we have people who have been involved through their children with Junior Junkanoo from like I said, preschool and senior.
And Mr. Hannah, and if I may, look at the synergy right now. The National Junkanoo Committee, Seoul is a national brand. Scotia Bank is a national brand.
Mm.
It means something. So stay tuned.
Let me pitch my idea. And since I have Mrs. Barker here and Mr. Haney here, and Mrs. Smith here also, I'm thinking perhaps in the future, a corporate junkanoo competition. I want to see Miss Barker pace her pants. I want to see Mr. Haney have on his other shoulder, right? And then on B, I can see corporate entities rushing on B. So no longer be just volunteers from Seoul. From Seoul Petroleum, volunteering, but they are actually actively rushing on me. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I can push
and,
that.
And you can push anything to us, and then we have to review it and see if it makes sense for us before we submit it. but the real importance of junkanoo for our youth means that they love it and they're having fun. Both Seoul and Scotiabank have had the opportunity to visit schools, but Seoul has been doing it for umpteen years, mm-hmm. right? Scotiabank has also recently, in the last 3 years, have had the opportunity to visit schools. But what it means, though, is that this same synergy that we talk about, and notice where I am going with this. So we're not talking about just the now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about future plans that are being planned nationally, because we have to remember junkanoo is throughout the archipelago, not just on New Providence. So when the National Junkanoo Committee aligns itself, and when we, our current executives, when we demit office, and whomever will be the party, then Seoul Petroleum and Scotia Bank nationally will already be in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks volumes, because it shows that they recognize the importance of the whole archipelago. So the children that are on Inagua in the south, or Abaco in the north, or Bimini, or Cat Island, Andras, Exuma, Ina, all of these islands we have junkanoo parades on. And they all about.
Yes.
These corporate sponsors are
it
all
is
about.
Good to see corporate sponsors
yes.
sponsors promote national development.
Yes.
And see yes. that these two particular corporate sponsors are, pride themselves and they are committed.
Yes.
To make sure that we continue and stride in regards to junkanoo.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you again. We're speaking to, of course, Mrs. Kishlane Smith from the NJC. And in studio, before we go, because we have the last 2 minutes, we have Ms. Nima Barker. I pronounced it correctly?
Naima. You have one more time.
One more. Naima. Naima Barker, who is the Director of Retail Banking and Small Business at Scotia Bank. I get that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Good. And of course, we're speaking also to Mr. Valentino Hanna, who is the general manager of Seoul Petroleum.
Yes.
And they're talking about their sponsorship of Junior Junk. And I just want to say thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Tonight. 6 p.m.
sharp.
The parade begins at 6 p.m. sharp. Tiny Tots is the first preschool at the gate. And they told me when we had the walkabout on Tuesday, they said, Mrs. Smith, we're so ready. You want us to start now? I said, no, hold it.
Not yet.
Hold it. Yeah.
Not yet.
But they're ready. All the children, the schools understand the lineup. People always ask us, how are we organizing it? We went through the walkabout with everyone. Thank you again to the Royal Bahamas Police Force and to our parades management team. Everybody will be in place. We're asking the viewing audience to please be on time. See, the barricades will be there and the marshals will be there. The parade begins at 6, so don't arrive at 6, because the parade begins at 6. So please come earlier than that. We know the streets will be blocked off from 4 p.m., but that's okay. You'll see the Seoul Petroleum and the Scotia Bank banner and paraphernalia all about the place. You'll know exactly where you're going. But this is for our children. So we're beckoning to everyone. Remember, guard your manners. This is for our children. These are children, the future of tomorrow.
Yes.
In that crowd will be our next prime minister, governor general, all of our senators, ministers of parliament. So these are our leaders of tomorrow who want to be a part of Junior Junkanoo.
Okay.
And guess what else?
What?
By them doing this, it paves a pathway for culture.
There you go.
So it makes it easier for everyone to
there
be a
go.
Part of it.
There you go.
And that's important.
And last 30 seconds between Mr. Hanna and Ms. Barker.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite school junkanoo group as yet?
Don't answer that.
No. No, everybody say Valley Saxons and 1-5. No, not yet.
I'm looking forward, though, to seeing Windsor School for the first time.
Yes, this is Windsor's first time.
We've had the Life of Key School for the last 2-3 years or so, and they created their own curriculum, Windsor. And we have some other schools, other private schools, who have informed us that they will be on. So Junior Junkanoo is growing. Mm-hmm. And it's not just on New Providence, you know. Mm-hmm. Watch for the Grand Bahama Junior Junkanoo Parade and the Eleuthera Junior Junkanoo Parade. They ain't playing.
They ain't playing.
They ain't going to play. They come in. They say thanks for coming.
Yes.
That's what they say, because you're only competing for second and then we are, but thanks for coming.
There you go. Yes. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.